KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street, the former Sears building. And at 7:07, we have cloudy skies, some sprinkles here outside of our studios just north of Atlantic, and widely scattered light rain or showers across western and southwest Iowa. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our weather forecast for today is calling for it to be mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms, especially this morning, and a high around 62 with winds north at 10 to 20 miles per hour. In the news, the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports 35-year-old Jorge Alfonso Garcia Jr. of Glenwood was arrested Sunday afternoon following a traffic stop on Highway 34. He was pulled over for speeding 83 miles per hour in a 55 zone and arrested for driving while license revoked. Garcia Jr. posted a $1,000 bond and was released. Police in Red Oak report two arrests took place Sunday. Following a traffic stop at around 4 p.m., 45-year-old Misty Shalom Curran of Red Oak was arrested for driving under suspension times four. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on bond amounting to slightly more than $491. And at around 4:10 p.m. Sunday, 31-year-old Dustin Ray Ahearns of Red Oak was arrested for driving while barred. He was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $2,000 bond. The Atlantic City Council has a full slate of action items on their agenda for their 5:30 p.m. meeting at City Hall this Wednesday, May 5th. That includes a mayoral proclamation that May 2nd through the 9th is Professional Municipal Clerks Week in Atlantic as a means of honoring their precise organization, record, and bookkeeping skills, which without the city as a business organization could not function, according to the proclamation. The council will act on the following orders as well pertaining to some upcoming special events. In order to close 6th Street from Chestnut to Poplar every Thursday evening from 3 p.m. until 6:45 p.m. from June 6th through September 30th, and that is for produce in the park. Also in order to close 4th Street from Chestnut to Walnut Street on July 17th from 7 a.m. to midnight that day for Shift ATL's farm-to-table fundraiser. The council will then hold a public hearing Wednesday on the sale of city-owned real estate at 211 West 6th Street. As they've discussed and we've mentioned from past council meetings, the hearing will be followed by a resolution calling for the lot to be sold to Jeff Pross for the sum of $1, with a provision that he must build and occupy a home valued at $100,000 or more. The council will also review and act on a recommendation with regard to a bid on city-owned properties at 204 West 3rd, 202 West 3rd, and 211 Locust Street. Chuck Templeman has proposed purchasing the lots for $4,810, which is the assessed value, and for the purpose of building a garage, estimated to cost $10,000. Templeman owns 209 Locust Street, which is a rental house located to the north of the aforementioned lots. In addition, the council will review and act on a recommendation for a bid of just $650 for city-owned property at 611 Lynn Street. The bid from James Hemphill is considerably less than the assessed value of $8,300. Hemphill wants to merge the lot with his property to the north. City Administrator John Lund says he cannot recommend the council approve the bid because a $100,000 home is not planned for the proposed lot. Lund says because of that, the policy would require $8,300 for the transaction. The council will act on setting a public hearing for May 19th to amend the fiscal year 2021 budget. And they'll hold the third and final readings Wednesday of ordinances pertaining to the time frame and removal of snow and vehicles from sidewalks and streets, respectively. If approved, the ordinances as written would reduce from 72 hours to 24 hours following the conclusion of a snow event to clear sidewalks and remove vehicles from the streets so that plows may clear those streets more effectively. The Clarinda City Council met in a regular session last Thursday evening, and after hearing a request from Chamber Executive Director Elaine Farwell, approved her request for several street and square closures for 2021 Chamber special events. Those events in Clarinda include the 7th Annual Cruisin' Clarinda on Saturday, June 5th from 9 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Back to School Bash on Tuesday, August 24th from 4 until 7 p.m., the 66th Annual Southwest Iowa Band Jamboree Parade on October 2nd from 9 a.m. to noon, the 62nd Annual Craft Carnival on Saturday, October 16th from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m., and 29th Annual Kiwanis Lighted Christmas Parade in Clarinda on Friday, November 26th from 6 until 8 p.m. You can read more about those events in this same story on our news page. The Clarinda City Council also approved the appointment of Renee Riedel and to the Planning and Zoning Commission. Also, her term will end on June 30th and 2023 with that appointment. And a resolution authorizing a grant application to the FAA was approved during Thursday's meeting. If the grant is approved, it would facilitate construction of the pavement rehabilitation project at the Clarinda Municipal Airport. Elsewhere in state news, one person is dead and one was injured during an ATV accident Sunday evening in eastern Iowa's Delaware County. According to the State Patrol, a 2020 ATV occupied by the driver, 25-year-old Hannah Lee Kolak, and her passenger, 32-year-old Jordan Gerald Kabalka, both of whom are from Edgewood, was traveling eastbound on Wood Edge Drive near Edgewood when the vehicle failed to negotiate a curve. When the ATV rolled over, both occupants were ejected. The accident happened just before 8 p.m. Sunday. Kabalka, who was wearing a seatbelt, died from his injuries. Kolak was transported by ambulance to the local hospital. The Delaware and Clayton County Sheriff's Offices, Edgewood and Greeley Fire Departments, and Edgewood Ambulance, along with AirCare, assisted authorities at the scene. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News. KJAN News is brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities. From their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building.